It's 10:20. It's a Wednesday, right? And you know that right about now, every Wednesdays, I'm joined by a beautiful, beautiful queen, unlocking all things marketplace, right?
Yay.
And and that is Nokwazi, of course. And she's in the studio looking beautiful, as always. Nokwazi, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you this morning? Viewers, listeners, you extraordinary entrepreneurs, go-getters, world-changers, extraordinary women and men. Really changing the landscape of the marketplace in Cape Town, in South Africa, in Africa. Yes. Well, it's a beautiful morning, and we're here unlocking, changing the trajectory of your lives forever.
Yes.
You know, I'm so excited with what CCFM is doing. I'm so excited over these 3 days. I'm so excited to be a part of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm part of a bigger movement.
Sure.
The mountain of media.
There we go. There we go. And we are super grateful and honored that you are part of this ministry here as we're changing lives for good through various arms, you know, and you in particular, you are in an arm of that's dealing with the marketplace, entrepreneurs, unlocking entrepreneurs, you know, reviving those that lost hope in that space. Yeah. Now, I want us to today to touch on your partnership with CCFM. Talk us through how that came about.
Yeah, you know, first of all, to God be the glory.
Amen.
All praise and honor to Yahweh Elohim. All praise and honor to El Shaddai.
Yes.
All praise and honor to Yeshua HaMashiach.
Amen.
He is faithful. He is worthy to be praised.
Mm-hmm.
He is a God of integrity because his character, he's good.
Sure.
He doesn't fail. He doesn't abandon his children. Mm. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
He is the sure foundation. He is the truth.
He and the Word of God, which is the Word of God, we elevate above every above every other atmosphere within the presence of what you're going through, because the Word of God is truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I discovered what the truth is, the rest was pretty much a very simple formula, right? Where's my reference point as a businesswoman? Where's my reference point as a leader?
Sure.
Where's my reference point as a woman in the season, in this moment, in this time that God has ordained for us to be in just the face of the earth doing what we need to do? Once I discovered that in Proverbs 16, verse 24, it says, pleasant words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the bones. That is the truth. The Word of God is truth, but it is a redemptive truth.
Come on.
Yes, I understand the challenges that are in the marketplace. Yes, I understand the challenges that we're faced within business.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I understand the challenges that we face in Cape Town, in South Africa, in the African continent. And I had to sit back and say, how do I become a contributor to nation building? How do I put a dent in the place where God has called me to serve? We can't keep looking at the problem. And all we see are all these things that are disruptions in the marketplace. How do we become redemptive in the approach of how we do business? How do we start impacting others? And so for me, the word that God gave me when I came to meet with someone who's extraordinary at CCFM, I'm not gonna say who they but you know, they are absolutely an extraordinary team. And the word that the Lord gave me is that you shall go to all to whom I send you. And whatever I command, you shall speak. I walked into a meeting for the first time unprepared. I walked in and I said, Holy Spirit, I'm here based on one simple thing, obedience. I give you my obedience. I give you my willing heart. And because that is what was a sure foundation, all I had to do is just walk into that office and my heart was open. And what came out of that was a business and entrepreneurship show. And for me, why this show is absolutely life-changing is the fact that I was interviewed by CCFM last year, around about July, somewhere there. An amazing interview with the amazing team that was in the afternoon drive. And they were extraordinary, right? Jason and the team and Sis Zanele and Sis Inga, they were just extraordinary people, right? And Thereafter, nothing really happened, right? But in this year, in my time of prayer, in my time of fasting, in times of seeking the Lord, because we have plans, but he says the plans he has for us, not my plans, his plans are good plans. They're not for disaster. They're there to give me a future and a hope, right? Mm-hmm. And so when we looked at the marketplace, we realized in Cape Town, it's not what it ought to be. People don't seem to understand what the truth is. Yeah. What is the way to do business? What is the way to unlock opportunities? What is the way to penetrate and access markets? What is the way to access capital? What is the way to be able to go and get work? What is the way to be able to build a kingdom business? How do you stand out? How do you start being sustainable as a business? Mm-hmm. Why is Johannesburg the reference point for business? Why can't Cape Town be the reference point for business?
Yeah.
Why can't we be the go-to tourism area, the go-to business location in Africa? What are we missing? Where's the missing link in this whole script?
Yeah.
And for me, the aspect of business is what God is using in and through my life, right? But it's not the definition of who I am, I realize. The definition of who I am is that I am called according to his purpose. I am made in his likeness, I'm made in his image. Therefore, I come into the marketplace that is a world system. I impose the mind and the will of Christ in the marketplace in terms of how we build our businesses, in how we develop other entrepreneurs and business places. So because that mandate became crystal clear when I took this, God says, I'll give you the desires of your heart. And because I've always desired business, this is what I knew, it's what I understood. I've been in it for the past 18 years. The only thing different now was you are going to serve me. And I said, yes, Lord. And he said, and he said, you know, give me your obedience. And I gave him my obedience and a willing heart. So when God says, go and meet with the team at CCFM, I didn't need to put together a script. I didn't need to sell myself. All I needed to be led by the Spirit of God. And I said, God, you speak through me. And out of nowhere, they named the show Unlocked with Nokwazi. That was a very funny story for me because for many years, every time I would see the Lord Jesus giving me a key. And in the past couple of months in the new year, this thing started to resonate in my spirit. All I could see was this key. And I was frustrated in my time of prayer and fasting. I'm like, God, what is this key? I don't understand it. But this thing doesn't want to leave me alone. And, you know, I just have this prompting in my spirit. And I kept hearing the word media. Every time I was in a quiet time with God, I heard the word media, media, media. But I was like, that script doesn't quite add up, Lord. Yeah. You know,
key in the media. What are you trying to say?
What are you saying? Yes. Because like Mary said, when the angel came to visit her, she's like, how shall it be? Because I know no man. I'm like, how shall it be? Because I play in the property space.
Yeah.
I play in the building space. I play in the infrastructure space. I play in the space that I know, I understand, and I've seen fruit in that particular area of my life. And God is saying, I'm taking you to media. And I realized that this whole thing of the 5 years that I had defined as trauma, as process, as remaking, as remodeling, it was a setup.
Sure. I love that.
God was setting me up because in that quiet time where all these things that I used to define me before, where I thought business, I'm a successful businesswoman, I have everything, I've got this, all these material things that we really are used to define ourselves. Once I no longer had those things in the season of process, right? When God had allowed those things to be removed from me so that he could do a greater work in me, because he who is in me is greater than he who is in
the world.
And because he knew I'd planted something in you, he then used that opportunity to refine the aspects of me, the aspect, the unpurified heart, the lust, the pride, the arrogance that we have when it comes to business and we've been successful. And in that 5 years, I did not have it and I did not know who I am.
Yeah,
I needed to redefine who am I when I don't have the successful business, when I don't have 496 people employed, when I don't have the drivers, when I don't have the car, car, where my son is going to still at a private school, but he's going there by faith because I have no idea how on earth I'm going to make these things work. And so faith became this thing that was always in me, but it became almost like the kind of muscle that was stretched beyond what words could explain. Faith no longer became a concept based on what I knew I could do, but based on who he is. Because he says, first, you must know that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So he rewards those that diligently seek him. But I sought God for the first time because I wanted relationship. I knew now that I'm literally right at the end of myself. There is no me beyond this. I need you to redefine who I am. I need you to redefine the purpose in my life. I need you to use me. I say yes to the call of God over my life. Use me, make me, mold me, do whatever, God, you want to do. And that was process. And it was so hard and so painful and so traumatizing. I don't wish that even on my worst enemy. No one had told me about the law of process. And if God had showed me what he was going to do in and through me, I would have said, hey, you listen, God, I love you. I love you, Daddy. I love you, El Shaddai. But let's rework how this thing gets let's cut it into little chunks that are doable for me. Let's not stretch it. You know, let's not redo the entire foundation. Let's fix. There's a crack there. We can fix it. We can fix it. And God was just shaking the whole thing. Then I remembered 10 years ago, I used to say, God, use me. Use me. Use me. It's so easy when you're sitting with a balance in your tech account and you've got things and assets that say use me, but you know that you've got a backup. You know, like you know. In that 5 years, we lost the 496 employees that we had in our business. We lost the house that we had in Durban. We lost the business and the relationships that I used to define me. I knew that I was well connected, and that was one of the things. I knew it like I knew it. All I have to do is make a call. And I stepped into a place in faith. And I did not know, because I kept saying, I'm going to this place and I'm going to be overflowing with milk and honey. I'm going to my Canaan. Oh, child of God. You get there and you find the giants. Like, this thing is for real. It's not some script, some concept of how God works in through people. Don't trust anyone that has not gone through the law of process. If it hasn't happened, it is bound to happen, because for as long as the earth remains, there are just certain things. There are certain laws. There are things that you cannot shift, because they seed, there's time, there's harvest. And there was time for me to seed. To seed the beginning of a new me. Not the me that I knew, but the me that was Nkwazi plus God, I can't do it. OSA group plus God, we can't do it. OSA ecosystem plus God, we can't do it. OSA media plus God, we can't do it. OSA cannot, business and entrepreneurship, exist outside of God. And I gave him my everything.
Sure. I love that. That is an amazing, powerful testimony. Now, you've been with us for months now, you know, and it feels like you just joined the family Izolo yesterday. I want you to let those who are tuning in for the first time, how Unlocked with Nkwazi has, you know, impacted some of our listeners. I know that you would give away your email address and people will contact you behind the scenes, or having, you know, people dial in while we're even chatting on a particular topic. In your stance and with your experience, how do you think Unlocked with Nkwazi has shaped and impacted our listeners?
Firstly, once we've given all praise and honor to God, we give all kudos to the CCFM team. They gave me a lip. They took a leap of faith with me because my stuff was untested. There was no reference point. I'd been in a boardroom training and developing entrepreneurs. I'd never done it on radio, right? And so when they took that leap of faith, I want to honor the honor that is due to CCFM, because what it did for me is God had said to me, I'm going to use all that I've imparted in you, but it's not for you. It's for my people. And I realized that I have to decrease in order for him to increase. I couldn't come into the platform and be like, me.
Yeah.
It had to be God, the word of God, business according to the word of God, business according to what he says. give business according to the leading of the Holy Spirit and Him giving me the wisdom and the light and the knowledge and the skills that I needed, right? And so here's the real impact for me. It's to be able to speak into other people's businesses through the leading of the Holy Spirit, because I know every word that comes out of my mouth, none of me must ever speak. It's only God. So the God-ordained impartation and knowledge and skills and understanding that He wants for the, His people in the season, all I am is just but a vessel. That's it. Nothing more. So for me, the impact that I believe we've only just started. We started on CCFM on the 7th of June, 2023. So we've only really had 3 months, June, July, and August. For me to be able to talk about the aspect of information, giving the entrepreneurs information that allows them to understand what they need to do in business, the aspect of having Alderman James Voss coming in to speak into what is the role of government, what are they doing in creating an enabling environment for SMMEs to thrive, bringing in Mrs. Kukudlamini to talk about what is building a kingdom business. Let's talk about kingdom principles. Let's talk about how does it work when we're doing it God's way in terms of this vision that we have, and being able to start elevating ourselves as believers into building conglomerates, global businesses. That for me has been life-changing. The aspect of impartation, the aspect of being able to inform, impart, and inspire through the young ladies, Miss Vuya Joboda, who's in the US, born and bred in Cape Town, just like all of us, and yet taking over the world in the media space and film and TV and being an executive producer, whereas she just grew up right behind us. And she says at the time she started dreaming about going to New York, she had never even been on a flight. Knew it during the COVID that God had planted the seed, and she worked that seed by working the word of God, and God would make it manifest, because you've got to believe, you've got to have faith, you've got to see what God sees and hear what God is saying. And to have extraordinary young women, you know, Miss Pumelelo Makatini, she's so young, people will not believe how young that lady is. And we went to high school together. She's the CEO in a fund for medical aid, and she's speaking into marketplace by being invited by Business Day to give her opinion in terms of what happens to the NHI once we have implemented this new way of doing things in the medical schemes world. For me, the information has been life-changing. The impartation has been life-changing. The inspiration to entrepreneurs has been life-changing. But more importantly is the aspect of being, you know, knowledge people don't understand. There's a methodology that you need to approach to be able to have the kind of knowledge that builds and builds in a way that sustains, right? So a lot of people, because they're desperate to see the change, they borrow snippets of things, little bit of information there, 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 and they wonder why it does not yield a return. It's because the way that you're learning is not methodical. There's a way and there's a structure and there's a process in terms of how you approach the kind of knowledge that can change, right? Things change around you when you've got adequate knowledge. The adequate knowledge you can only get when you've got a model and a structure and a process that you're following, right? Business development is huge, right? How do you get to a point where you got a sale? There is so much that's happening in terms of studying the customer environment, studying the research, right? Understanding the industry where you want to be able to pursue the client. Understanding the client. Who are they? What are their personal value drivers? What drives them? What would enable them to actually take out a proposal for you to be able to submit and put something valuable to them? What's the value that you need to bring into their institution that could enable them to make a decision about taking you on as a supplier? There's so much at work. Everyone is chasing how to get a sale. How to get a sale is the end product. So in this particular program, the opportunity to be able to unpack the steps in order to be able to get the return has for me been life-changing. And what's even more scary for me is the fact that we haven't even scratched the surface. The amount of knowledge and skills and understanding that needs to be imparted to our audience of business owners and entrepreneurs, you will not even begin to make sense of it.
Yeah.
It is so vast. It is so huge. We haven't tapped into specific industries. We haven't even tapped into other entrepreneurs that have gone into other areas like Africa and the US and the UK and yet come from Cape Town so that they can come and tell us how they were able to, you know, leap to a point where they've got global businesses.
Yeah.
There is so much that needs to be done. For me, one of the key discussions of coming to CCFM was the mountain of media. Mountain of media is where we can speak the truth and speak about truth in relation to business in a way where it becomes a redemptive process.
Mm-hmm.
Redemptive where no one must believe that they cannot start a business. Everyone can start a business as long as when God tells you that is what you're called to do,
yeah.
then your first thing is you need to have the reference points that you can look at and say, ah, if Nkosi on CCFM can be running a business, so can I.
Mm-hmm.
How scientific can this thing be?
Yeah.
That's the whole idea, is to be able to have examples around our areas and our spaces that we can look up to say, if they can do it, it means I can do it.
Mm.
Because we can't no longer only reference Daniel being able to lead in government.
Sure.
Many, many years ago, we want to reference a Daniel who is operating with the kingdom mandate right now. And you can go
Come
and
on.
Sit down with that Daniel and say, tell me, Daniel,
how do you build a
business? How do you become a person of influence in the government space? We no longer want to talk about theoretical stuff. We want you to come and sit with me and say, Nkosi, how do you build a Pan-African facilities management company?
Mm.
How do you start a training and development academy? How do you go into media, a place that you said to us you didn't know, you didn't understand, and yet you're now playing in that space, and we haven't even started.
Sure.
That's what has been so redemptive in this opportunity given to OSA by CCFM.
Yeah, sure. That is amazing. That is really, really amazing. So good to hear and refreshing, because I would look at the amount of WhatsApp messages that would come through whenever we are chatting on a particular topic, you know, with regard to the marketplace, and people just crying out, Nkosi, how do I do this? I'm stuck here. What's the next step? You know, so it really goes to show that this is an appointed time for Unlocked with Nkosi, as there are a lot of people who need direction with regards to how to navigate their entities. Now, in closing, as you know that we are now on day 3 of our share-a-thon here at CCFM, why should our listeners, with regards to what you just mentioned now, why should our listeners partner with us as CCFM?
Amazing, wonderful listener. Listen to me. We have a place out there called the marketplace. And the marketplace is a difficult place for anyone that is either selling a product or going to buy a product. And all of us are in either one of those places. You're either going to buy or you're either going to sell. This place has been run for the longest time by a world system. By the system of Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
And the system of Babylon is destroying believers, because they have come to a place of desperation where they believe and think the only way out is I need to bribe. The only way to succeed is I need to play in the world system in
sure.
order to be able to feed my family, in order to be able to bring bread back home. And it is hard and it is challenging. But the word of God tells us that... Guys, if God be God, let us serve him, because he is God. He is a good, good Father. And therefore, I encourage you, listener, to say, we need to change the landscape of the marketplace. And the only way that we can change it, the only way that a season changes, is through a seed that is on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
When it's still sitting in your hands, when it's still just an idea, it does not produce any fruit. It never will. The word of God says its seed, time, and harvest shall not seed. It shall never end. It shall never cease. Therefore, that seed that you know God has placed in your heart for this season to be able to see change in the marketplace as a businesswoman, as a businessman, as a young entrepreneur, as a youth, as a mother and a father who's trusting that your husband is going to go into business, or you yourself are going to business, or your children are going to go into business. We need to seed on the ground. And the only way that you seed is by taking this that God has already planted in your heart, and putting it at a place where you can now expect a harvest. And that is what CCFM is doing. They are basically here, and they are a media mountain speaking to the lives of people that are despondent, people that want to give up, people that believe that the only thing that will get them out of their situation is the Babylon system. And we are here to tell you that as they speak into the lives of each and every individual, they are cracking down the system of Babylon. They are cracking it down at its very foundation. And the only kingdom that will stand is the kingdom of God.
Come on.
The kingdom of Yahweh Elohim, the kingdom of El Shaddai, the Holy Spirit. He is the Spirit of Truth. He comes in to empower you, entrepreneur, to empower you, business owner, to do what you cannot do in your own strength, because, oh, Heavenly Father is just way too powerful.
Yeah.
Therefore, I encourage you to seed. I myself personally, as well as OSA Group, will be seeding. We'll be seeding into this fertile ground because we know that it's going to give a good return. What CCFM is doing, guys, is it's groundbreaking. You have not seen, even in the main media platform, anyone who is a person of kingdom talking about business. Why does the world need to tell us how to do business? We're going to tell the world the mind and the will of Christ in relation to those businesses and those entrepreneurship things that we ought to be doing. We are going to be the ones that are imposing the mind and the will of Christ, and the only way we can do it is by taking our seed, sowing it on good soil. And I can tell you with assurance that CCFM is good soil.
Sure. I don't know what to add there. You said it all. Thank you so much. I'm excited for next week. I don't know if you want to give us a glimpse or not, or we should wait for next week. It's a new month, a new season, September, the month of September. Extremely excited about next week. Sis Nokwazi, thank you so much. And I believe that you just spoke into the hearts of many entrepreneurs, not just entrepreneurs, anyone who's listening in general. And there's a personal message that came through for you here from Esperance. She's saying, Saike, Sis Nokwazi is so good. I need her to be one of my speakers at an event. So that is amazing. Thank you so much for your time, and I cannot wait to have you back again.
Thank you. Thank you. To God be the glory. I give all praise and honor to Him. And I thank you, CCFM. And I honor the GM. And I honor the head of content. And I honor the program manager. And I honor the receptionist. And I honor the sales team. And I honor Sake. And I honor everyone that just makes this so amazing. Because guys, they've put their heart and soul. And I ask you to stand with CCFM. And we put in that seed on good ground.
Sure. And we honor you. Thank you so much.